This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, The Best Teacher. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z here on IB English Radio with Mrs. Tazainab. And look, I'm talking obviously about the best teacher and in a sense, the benefit of having the best teacher. And this actually relates to a particular teacher that one of the famous martyrs from the Holy Offense, Ibrahim Hadi, had. And this is not a teacher at school. He was actually, he was teaching different skills, but this was a teacher who was basically the head of the local gym that Ibrahim Hadi used to go to. And obviously, this matters because depending on, obviously, the environment we're talking about. So people don't just learn and benefit from teaching at school, at university. They also benefit from the teaching of pious and pure-hearted individuals in other settings. So, for example, in the local gym. And obviously, we can imagine that the local gym is actually a very important setting because, you know, maybe at school, kids, depending on their age, they might sort of drift in their thoughts and not really be paying attention to everything the teacher's saying, even though the teacher might be saying some really useful things. But obviously, when the youth are going to their local gym, they're motivated. So in a sense, they're immediately, automatically going to sort of pay a bit more attention because they're choosing to go there. They derive huge benefit, in their opinion, for sure, from going there. So the head of this gym did things a bit differently. So he was basically happy to guide the young people, came to this gym on the right path. And everyone who entered his gym had to have made wuzu, had to have ablution. And people who didn't pray wouldn't even be let into the gym. And before they actually did their first exercise in the gym each time, he would actually recite a hadith. Welcome back to A to Z here on I'm Being Trade with me, Sister Zainab. And I'm just talking about the impact that one of the teachers of Ibrahim Hadi had on him as a young person. And obviously I've mentioned that this was actually someone who was teaching at his gym. So the head of the local gym, who was actually teaching other things, who was encouraging the youth to obviously make ablution, to actually be praying and to become knowledgeable about hadith. So to actually sort of deepen their faith, to become more pious. And obviously combining this with the sort of physical exercise is something that is definitely very motivational for the youth. And you know, this is something where we need to sort of think, well, okay, so on the one hand, obviously Ibrahim Hadi and other martyrs were actually doing the same thing. Many of the famous martyrs and martyrs that we maybe don't even know much about, they were also engaged in physical activity. It was always very, let's say, popular to go to the local gym, to be engaged in wrestling, to be engaged in different types of sports. And so we need to ask ourselves, okay, so how about nowadays? How about the youth now? Do they get this sort of instruction, this sort of encouragement when they go to their local gym, when they go to do their sort of sports, whichever centres they go to? Is this something that's still encouraged? And this is obviously something that would be very beautiful to try to give that bit of extra, let's say, spiritual nourishment, and a little bit is with that, which is sort of intellectual nourishment, but just to sort of build and grow sort of rounded personalities that are still, in a sense, striving towards a proximity of Allah. You know, and obviously in our modern world, this could be very important. So anyone who is obviously at all involved with the youth, and I'm actually specifically saying outside of our normal educational setting, school and university, would be well advised to be thinking about, okay, so is there something I can do to sort of maybe enhance this sort of idea and bring more of this into the sort of setting that I'm working in with the youth. So inshallah, these are some tips for all of us, things are worth thinking about. And that was it for today. And I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of AIDZ here on Arm English Radio. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.